Now he's all set to protect a Nuremberg trials judge from an avenging killer. But what about the inspector's insomnia?
Petrella, dramatised by Michael Butt from the stories by Michael Gilbert. With Philip Jackson as Inspector Petrella, Anthony Jackson as Sergeant Burley, and Jamie Glover as Milo, in Death Watch.
Intrigued by the night, to wake into the silence, to hear your loved one at peace breathing beside you. These are the benefits of insomnia. And weighing against them, boredom, exhaustion, and the too often repeated experience of watching yourself dying slowly. Too often repeated? Yes. As time grinds forward until dawn arrives, the cheap and cheerless urban kind in my case, like a milkman whistling, his jealous heart bent on revenge. And there you are, the following day, having been called to the commander's office, the world swimming, jelloid, one eye shut, the other propped open by a hand that slips and fumbles.
You all right?
A bit of insomnia.
Try sherry last thing at night.
That works.
No, but you don't mind quite so much being awake. Nothing worrying you?
Pardon?
Quite. Shall we get on?
I think so.
I'm taking you off normal duties.
Sir?
Have you heard of Judge Anthony Vereker?
Nuremberg Trials.
One of those who bore the heavy responsibility for judging those accused of war crimes.
Yes. Heavy? Yes, I suppose so.
Many of the accused said they're only following orders.
Of course.
You don't accept this?
Of course they were following orders. That's what freed them to do what they wanted to do. Kill Jews.
A black and white view is always enviable.
Some things are simple.
Is this your insomnia speaking?
You don't think a little anger is justified? The children? The families led away?
And Judge Vereker hanged the guilty?
Yes.
Well, now some people want revenge.
Who?
Relatives of those he sent to the gallows. They've hired people.
In this country?
He's returning to England, to London, to resume his life. He says he won't bow to threats.
However...
Exactly. We don't want him killed.
Nothing personal.
We could find a safe house. A new name. He won't hear of it. So they said to me, have you got anybody who could offer discreet protective services? And you know who I thought of?
I've no idea.
Things are running pretty smoothly over at the borough. And you're able. Very able. And you're educated.
What's that got to do with it?
Apparently the judge wants someone he can talk to.
When does he arrive?
Day after tomorrow.
That doesn't give...
No.
I have a feeling, sir, that you don't care for this judge.
Haven't they learned anything? Amnesty is what you need, in my view. Not some self-righteous war crimes tribunal. Some of those they hanged were civilized people.
Following orders?
Yes, Patrick, following orders. Like good soldiers. Like policemen.
Into the nightmare. The desire to be cured, to be healed, can lead sufferers down many strange roads. Chinese herbs guaranteed to sweep me into the arms of Morpheus had left me dry-mouthed, jittery. A homeopath in Forest Gate had fed me minute amounts of caffeine. The results were just as minute. After a night on barbiturates, I had risen from my sheets sandbagged and purple-eyed. I was still shopping around when I lurched into Dr. Green's clinic in Peckham Rye.
How long since you slept well?
Well?
You find the word ambiguous?
Yes.
Quite right, it is.
So why do you use it?
Since you slept, shall I say, unbrokenly?
Oh, not since I was about 9. But this intense inability to sleep, about 2 months...
And so what is good sleep in your
Green,
terms?
Dr. Green, I have come to you...
What I'm doing, what my game is.
We're having a preliminary discussion, I see that.
What you want to know is...
Of course
is,
I do, yes.
...is when will the hypnotism begin?
That's right, yes.
So tell me, what do you want?
What do you mean?
How much sleep? How often? What kind of sleep?
I want...
Do you want to sleep, or do you wish to avoid the problems of wakefulness? Our thoughts at night, when we are vulnerable, overwhelm us. Above all, night is the kingdom of thought. During the day, with its demands, with its distractions, we can avoid or dilute them. We have a perspective, whereas at night we are alone, interminably. The circus begins. Memory, confusion, anxiety, fear.
Yes, I think I understand. In answer to your question, I want all of it.
All of it?
I want peace, Dr. Green. Anne could have added, but will not find it at Patton Road Police Station, a brick-built war zone of institutional proportions, where the halt, the lame, and the criminally incompetent vie for my exhausted attention, and where my colleagues, Sergeant Burley and Detective Constable Milo, lick wounds and plan their escape.
Because of the way I work.
How's that?
Off the ball.
I don't see.
Not on the nose. It means I'm not afraid to take opportunities.
Yes, yes, rather than...
making waves, whereas you, Milo, am I wrong?
I like to see the road ahead, it's true.
Yeah.
I believe fate is made, not granted.
Well, that's as you see it.
Which is the point, as you see it, to live according to a vision.
Well, this leads to...
I'm sorry, I'm diverting the conversation.
Yeah, it's more or less to the point. What would you say in answer to the question... what next?
What now?
What now? What next?
Same question, surely.
Okay, one question. Your answer.
Think about it. Think about it, discuss it, read about it, plan, foresee, develop schema, whereas for you...
don't hang about, jump in, that's right.
It's funny, isn't it?
What?
That we get on at all.
What are you two doing?
Planning, sir.
Not anymore, you're not.
So, this judge.
Yes?
Is he eccentric?
Why?
Well, they are.
Is that your experience, Milo?
I had an uncle once, a judge. He certainly had emotional difficulties.
You'd be lucky if he didn't.
But Vereker's heard testimonies, visited the death camps. He's sifted... well, yes, you might say, has sifted the ashes.
Thank God, sir.
And is coming home. We demand exceptional men.
They're not.
Your uncle.
So you think...
What's this got to do with protecting him?
Yes.
I feel the need to know my subject.
I'd have a look at his flat. Ways in, ways out. And his neighbours, that's it.
Right, we're going to do that. But Milo, do some fishing for me. The judge's record, and discreetly.
Walk back, yes?
You didn't expect that, did you, Milo?
And if an attack came...
sir?
Day or night, when would it be?
Night, sir.
The quietness, mainly.
Yes.
That hissing, as though from a distant sea.
You mind this?
I love this.
And your thoughts?
Calm. Pleasant. Welcoming.
To
myself. To the night... my wife and child asleep. Safety. All safe. This is the first phase.
And then?
And then I try to go to sleep. It's on the second floor.
The one with the window box?
Next to it.
Okay.
The block is built on three sides around a courtyard at the back. There's a fence and a gate.
Meshes windows.
What?
They could climb on the roof, tie a bomb to a piece of rope and swing it through his bedroom window.
Yes, right.
Is he a heavy sleeper?
I don't know. Why?
You may have to wake him up in a hurry. What comes in?
You mean deliveries?
Yeah.
Groceries from a known man, which I'll search anyway. You think poison?
Nah. They're like bangs.
Who?
Assassins. Remember Freddy the Stick?
Shotguns.
Always had the option of using a silencer on a rifle. Wasn't interested. Instead, he'd shout out loud, then let his cannon off.
Exploding milk?
Yeah. What's that chimney thing running up the outside?
The service lift housing. Takes up the groceries. Out of reach from the ground, as you can see. It can only be operated from the first floor. Inside, I'll show you. Cage. Basket. Electrical pulley. What do you think?
Padlock it.
You're not keen?
You're joking. Goes into all the flats?
Well, it goes into the judge's.
Seal it.
Right. Good morning.
Can I help you?
Miss Easter?
Yes.
I'm Inspector Petrella from Patton Road Police Station. Would it be possible to come and see you later?
I suppose so.
Thank you. That was Sally Easter, a journalist here on the first floor. Then there's Jack Geiger, a dentist next door to the judge. And on the top, a Mr. Adam Fleischman. I'll take the journalist. You been to the dentist lately?
No.
Right.
There's a lot of nonsense talked about hypnotism. For instance, I don't use a watch and chain. None of that paraphernalia. If I'm asked, can a person be hypnotized against his will, I say no. A person cannot enter a trance unless he gives his full and conscious permission. Circus acts, the music hall turns, you can forget. A forceful personality acting on another in an unfamiliar situation accounts for what goes on there. That is not what is going to happen between us. Do you understand?
Yes.
Good. That's very good. Now, close your eyes. Breathe deeply. Calmly. In and out. In and out.
I'm a lesbian. Does that alarm you?
No.
The French call us inverts. Amusing. Are we upside down?
Miss Easter.
You are a policeman.
That is correct.
And you are on a mission.
If you like.
To do with the judge.
Why do you say that?
He's written to me.
Who?
Mr. Petrella.
Yes, all right. The judge has written to me.
Telling me of his imminent arrival and inviting me to his coming home party. You look very disconcerted. Do you know him?
A party?
Drinks.
My God.
He's delightful. Why does he need police protection?
How long have you lived here?
6 years.
And what's your work?
I'm a journalist. Don't worry, the discreet kind.
That must make you unique.
Like a policeman with a sense of humour, you mean?
And you know the judge?
In a neighbourly way. We raise eyebrows over milk bottles and a glass of sherry at Christmas.
And you live alone?
Yes. Apart from Sasha.
Your dog?
Yes. Will we be seeing you at the party?
Such rage in me. And I'm thinking, how dare he? A drinks party. And this discomfort growing in me like an uninvited dream. But it wasn't his protection I had in mind. We throw a cordon round ourselves. It's ourselves we defend. Well, why? Why is it necessary? No, I understand. Yes, I am. You asked. I have been asked to protect him, and, well, why not invite the street? Why not a small ad in the Berliner Zeitung? It's a newspaper. Yes, you do hear anger, sir. Very well. And in me, something rising, something dark, faceless and intrusive, something demanding its place at the table.
Appointment with Mr. Geiger.
Name?
Detective Sergeant Burley.
Oh, yeah, he's with a patient.
Yeah, it won't take a minute.
Mr. Geiger, police for you.
I got 5 minutes. What is it?
You're Mr. Geiger, yes?
That's so. What is it?
I'm the police.
My nurse said, yeah, so?
You live in Cranberry Mansions?
Yep, moved in about 6 months ago.
And before that? Where were you?
Cape Town. My home. What's the point of this?
Well, one of the tenants in the flats needs police protection.
So you're checking me out?
Well, there's no question of suspicion.
No. So I assume it's to do with the judge.
I'm not authorised to say that.
No, of course not, but it's him, yeah?
I wonder if you'd mind answering the questions on this form, sir, and then posting it back to me.
You'll be contacting the South African consulate?
Most probably.
Well, can't I answer everything here and now?
Well, as a non-British citizen,
what?
I wouldn't get upset.
You wouldn't?
I wouldn't, no.
Well, I am upset.
All right, you're upset. Now fill in the form and send it in to me.
Are you awake?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Oh, Patrick.
The thing is...
You're tossing and turning.
Am I?
Like a whale, a poor whale on the beach.
That's how it feels.
Are you calling for rescue, Patrick?
I don't know. It's almost as if I don't want to sleep.
You have to shut down.
And yet?
You have to turn off the key.
That's what I can't do.
Do nothing.
It's almost as if there's a fear.
A fear?
Half glimpsed. Something that will come to me if I sleep. If I drop my guard.
You're a brave man. You have faced many difficult things. Sleep and face it. It's only a thought. How bad can it be?
I would face it if it were in my waking world. But I can't step over this. Which makes me think it's worse than anything before. And that somewhere in me I know it and resist.
But eventually you must sleep.
And there. That's it. That's what I'm afraid of.
I've come to see how your plans are progressing.
They're progressing.
Could you furnish me with
what?
Some... Could you furnish me...
What?
With...
What do you think I am?
A professional who comes highly recommended.
You see this? You see this machine? You know what it's doing?
It's a lathe.
It's a lathe. It's turning for you.
For the people I represent.
It's creating...
What?
The necessary equipment to do the job.
I see. And when can
when?
We...
When it's safe, when it's right.
So it's going well?
Yes. But now the bill has gone up.
Why, we agreed a sum.
He's got police protection.
How do you know that?
They heard about you.
It's impossible.
They heard about you, Brandt, and your little organization, and they have taken steps to protect the judge. I'm telling you what I know. And so as a consequence, it will cost more.
I will have to ask.
Yes, you ask. That's best. Tomorrow.
I will have to
tell
put it
me
before...
tomorrow. If that isn't being too demanding.
He didn't want us to contact the consulate.
So you did?
Yeah. He hasn't got any political affiliations.
So what was he hiding?
His qualifications. Or his lack of them. He claims to have learned dentistry at Cape Town University. He didn't.
So the job here...
Fake certificates. Funny thing is, he's a good dentist, apparently. So what did you find?
A lesbian journalist. I didn't behave myself.
I'm sorry to hear that, sir.
Yes. She, the judge has invited her and the other tenants to a drinks party.
To a...
Isn't it? I've been told to allow it to go ahead.
The dentist knew we were looking after the judge.
So did Sally Easter.
You think either of them could be involved?
I don't know. I doubt it. I don't know.
The last tenant, someone called Adam Fleischman. He's a faith healer, but he's not there. He's at some conference. And that's it. What do you think?
I'm at a train station. Crowded. Confused. Atmosphere of confusion.
Go back there.
The dream.
Dream it again.
I don't want to.
Close your eyes.
I don't...
Close them. Breathe deeply. Go back. The station. Crowded, you say. What can you see? Mr. Petrello?
Ah. My wife. My wife and child.
We agree.
Then we can go ahead.
You cannot explain...
You want me to tell you how I'm going to do it? No. You want the judge killed? He will be killed, I can promise you. But I never discuss my methods. When people are tense, their defenses are high and they make difficult targets. They will be tense. They expect me and my colleagues to act, so my job is to relax them just for a moment so that they feel the danger has passed, and then, at that moment, I act. So, two problems. How to relax them and how to be there, you see?
What?
What you're paying for. No one else could do it. Others will offer you hit and miss. Well, that's not my way, I guarantee. That's what you're paying for, Mr. Brandt. Tell your people, the next time you hear from me, your judge will be dead. Their nightmare will be over.
What nightmare?
of wanting somebody dead. Tell them. I will wake them.
Do you ever feel that something is operating in you?
How? When?
At night.
During the hours of darkness?
If you like. Though they might equally be the hours of illumination.
Can we get back to the dream? Close your eyes. You are on a station platform. It is crowded.
Yes.
You see your wife and child. Are you meeting them? Are you?
What are they doing here?
You didn't expect to see them?
No.
Why?
I'm working.
On the platform?
Yes.
At the station?
Yes.
What are you doing there?
I'm on duty.
You're a soldier?
No, of course not. I'm a policeman.
Tell me what happens.
I'm guarding.
What are you guarding?
The people. They're crowding towards the trains. Little cardboard suitcases. Distraught, tired faces. The children anxious, wide-eyed. The old people trying to keep up as they are herded.
What did you say?
What did I say?
You said, as the people are herded. Do you mean onto the trains?
Sarah?
Your wife.
What is she doing here? She doesn't see me.
Are you hiding from her?
Why would I do that?
Where are the trains going?
Nobody knows.
Everybody knows.
Yes, but nobody says.
You know, don't you?
Sarah.
What does she do?
She walks towards the train.
With your son?
Yes, with my son, holding his hand.
What are you doing there?
I told you, I'm a policeman. I'm patrolling.
Why are you doing that?
I have to.
Why?
I'm following orders.
And your wife and son?
They shouldn't be here.
Tell them.
What?
I said, why don't you tell them to go away? Tell them now.
I can't.
Tell them.
I'm not supposed to know where the train's going.
But you do know.
If I tell her, if I say, don't get on the train, then...
Then what?
They'll make me get on the train. Instead. Sarah!
The judge flies in tomorrow. What is there?
Two tenants, a drinks party.
A house with more holes than a cheese.
An unknown assailant. And someone who knows.
What?
Could be nothing. Someone with a German accent left a message for the boss. I have vital information concerning the safety of an eminent judge. I hope financial considerations will be made. What do you think?
Sounds German to me.
What? No number, nothing.
He wants all the clout, that's German.
Burley, the war's over.
Anybody tell him that?
We wait for further orders, is all. And our judge, who wants a normal life.
Well, I'm wondering if he wants a normal death.
What do you mean?
He couldn't do more, could he, if he did want it?
I'll check him out.
Yeah. Don't want the boss to go in there completely blind, do we? Milo.
What's the matter with the boss?
He isn't sleeping.
Is he all right?
How would you feel?
I mean, is he all right?
Any other questions?
Are you awake, Patrick?
Yes.
Shall I stay awake with you?
No.
When do you go away?
Tomorrow night.
And how long for?
I don't know.
A night duty, is it?
Sarah, I feel excited by it. I'm ashamed. I'm disturbed. And I don't know why, but it feels like some kind of opportunity.
You like to do what you have to do?
Yes. After all the uncertainty, I appreciate the bracing facts. Stand and fight. It isn't demons I fear, as usual.
No.
It's myself.
How's the hypnotist?
He tells me I am running away from a dream. That's why I'm staying awake.
And do you believe it?
Yes, I think so. It's a dream in which I abandon you and Donald.
Abandon us?
Yes.
So?
That's a funny thing.
You found something?
Even though I accept what he's saying, and know that I would never abandon you in life, I still can't sleep.
Do you know why?
Because it isn't about you. The dream isn't about you.
He would not abandon us.
Never. I don't know. And until I know, I will have the dream.
And no need to call me sir, by the way.
Right.
My name is Desmond, though I've never been fond of it. I use my middle name, Matthew. Call me that, would you?
Right.
And I will call you Patrick, is that all right? I mean, you are going to be a guest in my flat.
Certainly, sir. I mean...
Matthew.
Matthew.
Petrella, now, what is that?
What do you mean?
Is it Italian?
My father is Spanish.
So? And where were you educated?
Marseille, and then Beirut.
Unusual in the Met.
Doesn't worry me.
Are you a man with an international perspective?
I feel English.
But you're not? Example, what do you think of the war?
I'm glad it's over.
But from whose point of view?
Everyone's.
Certainly. Most broad-minded people see all civilians as victims, is that so?
I don't know. How did Hitler come to power? By telling the Germans he'd kill their Jews for them. That was his promise, and they voted him in on the strength of it. Are they innocent?
I have learned to take a more circumspect view.
Hmm?
You're a policeman. You know what human beings are capable of, both heroism and atrocity. And I have learned that those whose righteous anger burns brightest are often the ones who need to look at themselves.
This is interesting.
Isn't it?
Let me say, I tried to get your drinks party stopped. I was denied the authority.
So you're bristling with resentment?
No, fear.
Our man's rung in again. The German.
And?
He's got an address.
Whose address?
The assassin's.
And? You got it?
No, he's nervous.
Wants more cash?
Probably. There's nothing we can do in the meantime. Says he'll call back. And this is interesting, too.
What?
Read it.
And?
You said, does the judge want to die?
You think...
Well, look. This could well be his reason.
This is a surprise, Mr. Smith.
I know. I must like you.
What do you want?
I wanted to tell you.
We've talked about the money.
No, no. I'm breaking a lifelong rule. I'm announcing an action in advance.
You know when you're going to do it?
Yes. In the next 24 hours, I have information.
I didn't know.
Oh, yes. Always information. Professional, you see.
I didn't doubt that.
Oh, I think you did, Mr. Brent. I didn't enjoy your wholehearted confidence, did I?
The people I represent...
Yes?
Deeply conservative.
Tell them they have the best. Look at this.
You look with wonder in your eyes, Mr. Brent.
What is it?
It's a little service lift. Very sweet, isn't it?
Why are you making it?
It is a perfect replica of the one they have at the judge's flats.
They've locked it off, haven't they? Is that what you told me?
Yes, that's why I made my own.
And what does it do?
What does it do? It kills judges.
I'll go in first.
By all means. Most of my luggage is coming later. Are you going to help me? You're a bit stronger than I am.
Sure. Just here, Matthew?
Lovely. You want a drink, Patrick?
I won't, actually.
You're right, you look a bit tired.
I'm insomniac.
Ah, now with that I can have pity. So, Ulysses returns. Cheers. Now what are you going to do?
Well, now that you're installed...
Like a refrigerator, yes?
I was going to say we wait, although that's rather stupid.
What do you think we're waiting for?
Well, quiet.
A frontal assault?
No.
What do you know about the people who want to kill me?
A brother, is it? Others, possibly. Anyway, the near family of a man you judged guilty of war crimes.
Hans Lassler, actually. That was his name.
And they want to get even with you, that's all I know.
And how long can you protect me? I mean, I'm very expensive, aren't I? A whole policeman to myself.
As long as there is judged to be a threat.
And what would you do if they came through the door now, machine guns blazing? Is that a gun you have in your armpit?
Of course I'm armed, Matthew.
I mustn't be killed, isn't that it? Being so valuable.
That's right.
In your borough, there must be one or two under threat of death from one gangster or another. Are they given round-the-clock protection?
You don't want me to be here.
How long can one live like this? I would like a choice, Patrick. Can you give me that?
Hello? Hello? Hello, who is that?
And who was that?
They didn't say.
Patrick, I would leave me alone to my own devices.
Why?
You have a family?
Yes.
Go.
That's not possible.
I'm afraid you're not invited to my drinks party.
I've told you what I think about that. Is your welcome home so important to you?
Actually, it's more a goodbye party.
Judge Vereker.
Matthew.
Matthew, perhaps you could help me.
No, I don't think I can.
Are you going to risk the lives of your fellow tenants?
I'm a judge. We do what we like. When I say to someone in the dock, your life is over, then it's over. I have looked into many men's eyes, and I have said, that light will be extinguished forever. Don't you think a man who has decided such things can decide to have a small party?
You act. You acted on behalf of society.
Oh, really? You say you don't sleep at night. Well, neither do I. Go home, Patrick. Rest.
No, I can't do that.
Then can I assume you have reasons of your own for staying?
I am a policeman on duty.
Following orders? Like me? Shall I tell you of one of my cases? Albert Geisler was brought before me accused of shooting 45 gypsies, men, women and children in Czechoslovakia, in a forest. They were forced to dig trenches, and then the order was given, and the commandant went down into the ditch, and any that still moved or made a sound, he finished off with his Luger. Geisler was identified by Czech partisans. His papers said he was there, and he was hanged. But he wasn't there. It was the Czechs themselves who had done it, I was later told. Geisler had forged papers to allow him into the area so that he could visit a Czech girl, hence the anger against him. I killed an innocent man.
Let me tell them to go away.
Why?
I want to talk to you.
Too late.
That was him. Our informant. 17 Belling Street. He says they're going in tonight. Hello? Give me the commander, please. Yes, yes, it is important.
I have no children. But if I had, what kind of world would I want for them? Men who have invoked evil, who stand against us, must be forbidden their place in the future. That has always been our argument. And in their absence, in the precious or possible moment of clarity that should follow their deaths, what have I seen? That we have only touched the surface. That if we put gallows on every road in Europe, we would never kill them all. What kind of future would I want for my children? One based on an admission that punishment doesn't work, and revenge doesn't work. That justice, as so far conceived by us, doesn't work.
What about your future, Judge?
I don't want one.
Why?
I am identified with the past. I am of the past. That's my home, thoroughly, and I should stay there.
What does that mean?
It means that Inspector Petrella is fighting against the inevitable. A notion you hate, Patrick, am I right?
Only death and toothache are inevitable.
Not when Mr. Geiger is around. Patrick...
I'm a policeman, Matthew. I try to take each day as it comes.
No, really, Inspector.
Hello? Yes, Milo. Yeah. Got it.
What it comes down to is, what do you want?
To keep you alive. To do my best to keep you alive.
Why?
Because that's my work.
No, no, that's no answer. It's a tautology. You do something because it's your work. Why is it your work?
Your phone's dead. Can you imagine a life without struggle? A day that you are not always glad to see the end of? Yes, you can. A life without struggle is bliss, isn't it? A day whose end is crowned with glory is also bliss. Unmistakable bliss. Between the two, the day we long for the end of, and the day we wish would last forever, that is where we live. Somewhere in there, in the divide, that's where something happens.
I wish the day to end.
I'm providing a balance to that.
For your own sake?
We struggle and dream of bliss, that's all I can tell you.
I don't. What would happen if you let me die? What are you frightened of?
Where's Mr. Geiger?
I don't know what your dreams are, but I don't think they're bliss. Leave me. I absolve you.
I can't do that.
Why?
I've run out of answers because I can't.
Patrick?
I'll get it.
Leave it, please.
What the hell is that?
Stand still.
Aren't you going to look? You're a policeman, for God's sake. I'm going. You mad?
Stay still. I'll do it. Mr. Geiger.
Sorry I'm late. Did you hear that screaming?
You've got a phone?
Sure.
Go and ring the police, will you?
And say?
Tell them to come.
Right.
And what if that woman's been killed out there?
And what do you think, Matthew?
I think it was a decoy to get you outside.
Which means?
They've begun.
Miss Easter, I think you should go now.
Oh, do you? Judge?
Yes, go.
You have a strange way of letting things happen, Inspector.
She's right, you're a strange man, aren't you? Have you ever seen a man hanged, Patrick?
Your wish for survival is your own affair. When I leave here...
I'm talking about other men.
Are you? When I leave here, when the police withdraw their protection, that's something you might... you could concentrate.
Are you listening to me? Let me tell you what happens. Some go willingly, resigned. They climb the little steps with firm legs, and at the top they give a salute. Maybe defiant or else composed. All politics aside now. Gazing before them as though into some... some void, some... I don't know.
And the others?
What?
You wanted to tell me about the others. The ones who don't go so calmly.
You were in favour of it. The executions, the justice. I thought I'd describe it to you.
I have arrested men who have eventually been executed. I never attended. Was I running away?
Let me tell you. Some are dragged.
I know. Do you think this is news to me? These are such stories. They are meat and drink in a policeman's mythology.
The screaming, the begging for life. And of those, there was one man who went smiling. Innocent. He knew that was how to haunt me forever.
All right. The truth. I don't care very much whether you live or die. I am sick to death of your whining. You've suffered? Then end your suffering, or else endure it. Your choice. I have been entrusted with a job. I will risk my life doing it because... who knows? And the reason I object to nightmares is because I demand bliss. Service lift.
Who sent it?
We don't know.
You think it's booby-trapped?
The phone call I had earlier was from my colleague. They had just been to an address in Hammersmith where they found a duplicate of this service lift. We are to presume that it was made for practice purposes, and that therefore there is a bomb on this one.
Go now, Patrick, leave.
I can't. You forget, they're out there.
What do you have in mind?
I'm waiting.
What, for bliss? Before a nightmare?
I'm waiting.
Stroll on.
Look at the traffic.
You think they'll get out of the way?
Yeah. Yes, eventually.
Yeah. When? Come on!
Who is it?
It's Geiger. I made that call. They're sending, I don't know.
Okay, listen. I want you to call again. Call back, you understand?
Uh-huh.
Tell them we need a bomb disposal squad. You've got that?
They're not going to believe me.
Tell them Petrella. Tell them you're doing it for me.
Okay.
Are you enjoying this?
It's adrenaline, isn't it? It must be adrenaline. Wakes you up.
Does it?
I haven't slept for months. I mean, snatched sleep. Sleep dragged reluctantly from wakefulness. Hours and hours, dry-eyed.
So now you're really living.
The point is this, I'm awake.
Keeping me alive?
Yes.
Let me die, Patrick.
Not on my shift, no.
I wish to sleep, that's all.
There's the rub.
Oh, I don't intend to dream.
All units, please. Cranborough Mansions, Cranborough Drive. Repeat an all units call. Go to Cranborough Mansions, Cranborough Drive. Did you pick up a gun?
I'm not weapons trained.
You didn't pick up a gun?
No, I'm not weapons...
I'm not either, but I picked one up. What?
Tell me when you're going to fire, would you? Just say, Milo, I'm firing now.
Drive, will you?
You ever felt you're being handled?
What kind of question is that, Patrick?
Someone is pulling the strings. Do you feel that? You go along, you think you're making choices, but you're not. Or rather, you're making the choices someone else wants you to make. Until we get to this point. And you know what that point is?
The end.
Or not. We're in a trap, Matthew. And when you see that clearly, when you see the bars and smell the bait and feel the breath of that other thing coming for you, when you know the trap thoroughly, you know that you yourself have made it. And then, does the trap dissolve? Yes?
Inspector Petrella, sir. Fraser, bomb disposal.
Right. Come in.
What's the problem, sir?
I think there's some sort of explosive device under the service elevator.
Okay, well, if you two would like to stand back. Yeah, there it is. Some sort of plastic underneath. Nice work. The circuit gets completed when you lift the wine off.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to steam it out. Melts the stuff. It'll take about 4 or 5 seconds.
Okay.
I'll get the gear from my van.
Right. Time to leave, Matthew.
What?
That man's toolkit. There's a bomb in it! How are you feeling?
Very well.
How do you like hospital food?
Is that what it is?
Good. You're complaining.
And the inexorable might of the law?
The relevant members of the family Lasler have been arrested. Also a man who gave his name as Smith, a professional assassin. They hired the best, Matthew.
I should be flattered.
They hated you enough. And I'm sorry to say that Mr. Geiger was an accomplice too. He fled. We may catch him, we may not.
How did you know about the bomb?
A man had rung, purporting to have information about the assassin. He led my men to a workshop where they found the mocked-up service lift. Didn't quite fit. The best in Europe allowing himself to be informed on for a few quid. I wondered if we were supposed to find out about it. Could it have been the assassin who had rung us? And that made me shift focus. If there was no bomb on the lift, why make us think so?
So that we'd send for a bomb disposal man.
I told you. I saw the trap we were in. Both of us, Matthew.
Why not put a bomb on the service lift anyway?
Because there was a good chance we'd find it. This man was a perfectionist. And sometimes perfectionists are easier to catch than slobs.
And what now for you?
I'm going back to being a policeman.
You saved my life.
Are you going to curse me for it?
I can curse. Judges have heard it all. Give me your hand. What was it? Nothing less than bliss?
Did I say that?
Yes. And your sleep?
My sleep, Matthew? Ah. Now you're asking.
Patrick? Patrick? Are you asleep? Did you sleep the whole night through?
Yes. Oh, Sarah.
How do you feel?
Like a child. Blessed.
And now and again these nights, I stay awake deliberately to revisit my old companions, silence and thought, and to hear again my wife's breath beside me on the pillow. And then I turn onto one side, allowing myself to fall the short distance that separates us from dreams.
In Death Watch by Michael Butt, based on the stories by Michael Gilbert, Philip Jackson was Inspector Patrick Petrella and Anthony Jackson was Sergeant Burley, with Jamie Glover as Milo, Manta Cash as Sarah, James Hazeldine as Judge Verica, Timothy Watson as Dr. Green, David Redgrave as the Deputy Commander, and Nina Young as Sally. Other parts were played by members of the company. Petrella, directed by John Taylor, is a Fiction Factory production for BBC Radio 4.
And tomorrow, in Original Sins, Petrella must tackle a watery murder mystery when the victim is found chained to a post in the Thames. Can I just stop a minute and share some showbiz trivia? Philip Jackson, who does a rather wonderful Petrella, I think, also plays inspectors in television dramas like Poirot, Silent Witness, and The Wimbledon Poisoner. I think we're detecting a pattern here. I don't know why they call this stuff trivia. I think it's important to know these things.
BBC Radio 4 Extra.
It's midday, this is Susan Ray, and I have classic comedy, a very good Dad's Army in half an hour. Fraser complains about all the time wasted by the platoon expended on blether. Mannering calls his bluff by swapping ranks, and there's a very pleasing bagpiping twist at the end. And just a couple of hours more till we get the gossip in Ambridge Extra. Alistair's nervous, who can blame him being tethered to Shula? 2:15 for the latest. First, from 1975, Sir Gregory's new blonde secretary has been in his office taking things down. That just about sets the tone, I think.
Time to meet the men from the ministry. We're off for another ride on the Ministry merry-go-round with Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, John Graham, and the men from the Ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. In Whitehall's General Assistance Office, a dedicated team stand by to help any government department that's overloaded. These are skilled executives, able to face every sort of problem and give a quick and decisive answer.
Another cup of tea, Mr. Lamb?
Yes, I might as well. On the other hand, maybe I won't. I find if I drink too much tea in the morning, it spoils my elevenses.
Any post today, Mildred?
Yes, just one letter, sir.
Yes, for me or for Mr. Lamb?
Well, I can't read the name and address. The post office have stamped a slogan right across it.
Slogan? What does it say?
Address your letters clearly.
Oh, it looks like official business. You better deal with it, too.
Why me? I answered a letter yesterday. I was hoping to have a rest today.
Good Lord, what's happened to your energy? I mean, where's your get-up-and-go?
Afraid it got up and went.
So, haven't you any ambition in life?
I say, one, this letter's from the Air Ministry. They want us to order more Spitfires to help win the Battle of Britain.
Oh, well, put it in hand right away and then we get... What? Battle of Britain?
The post is slow these days, isn't it?
Do you know, it's a living scandal. The post gets slower and the costs get higher. I don't know where it's all leading to.
The government's aware of the problem, Mildred. Next time postal charges go up, people will be able to buy their stamps on HP.
Well, it's a blooming menace, I call it. Oh, and talking of blooming menaces, the permanent undersecretary said he was coming to see you this morning.
Well, Sir Gregory? Oh, yes. Well, I suppose it had to happen. He hasn't bothered us for a couple of weeks, has he?
I hear he's been too busy with his new blonde secretary.
Yeah, she's in his office all day, taking things down. She says he ends every sentence with a proposition.
Well, I wonder what the old goat wants with us.
Now then, I want a word with you two. Tea?
No, thanks, Sir Gregory. We've just had a pot.
Oh, good morning, Sir Gregory.
Flattery will get you nowhere, Lennox Brown. Oh. Now, pay attention, all of you. I have a task for this department. I've just had a meeting with the director of the post office.
Indeed, sir, yes.
They feel they have a bad image at the moment.
And we are required to improve it, sir?
That and other things. Many points need tightening up. For a start, more people must use their post offices. Many of them run at a loss, especially in London.
It's different in the country, sir. My Aunt Primrose runs the village post office at Nether Stropping, and she turns over a tremendous amount.
Your family's habits are no concern of mine, Len. Our brief is to boost business in London's post offices and to improve the collection of monies, TV licenses, dog licenses, and so on.
We shall give the whole matter our most earnest attention, sir.
Perhaps some new slogans might help, sir.
Well, it's possible, yes.
Yeah, I mean, something like, the postman trudges round the block to cheer the wives with his postman's knock.
Or, more simply, make the most of your